Welcome to the Smart Black Girl Podcast. Who am I? You know, just an average smart black girl. Hello, my lovely smarticle particles. Let's chat today about fear. Now, everyone has a fear of something, right? It could be bugs, birds, snakes, the dark. You know the ones. What about the unspoken fears that live inside? The ones that aren't super acceptable to talk about? I can give you an example or two from my own fears, like the fact that I'm afraid that I am incapable of doing things, anything, or that I'm scared of being myself, hence my anonymity. It can be overwhelming living in a body where your mind rests, but you're not allowed to relax. The many faces that I and you probably wear are a kind of protection. But why do we have these faces? Where did they come from? You know, I had a really good chat with my therapist today. She just let me vent. She really has a way of getting things out of me with just the right question. Anyway, what I realized is that I'm not afraid so much of being myself, but more afraid of being rejected or punished for being myself. Yes, these fears came from actual punishments and rejections from my past. At some point, someone thought it was okay to dismiss my feelings, though I do have a lot, my ideas, and essentially who I am. These people probably haven't given the damage they caused a second thought. Like the guidance counselor who told me in middle school that I was overdramatic when I told her I was being bullied. To the person who called my feelings annoying and unnecessary. All of these people do not have to carry with them the pain that they inflicted and the parts of me that were chipped away slowly over the years. But now I'm being told to just be myself. What does that even mean? Be yourself. The self that you truly are? The self that is expected of you, or the self that is societally acceptable? Someone tell me because I'm confused. I'll admit, I'm emotional, but it is who I am at the core of my being. I'm what you would call an empath. I can feel others and my own emotions as if they were living inside of me. I can walk into a room and tell how everyone's feeling in an instant. It's a bit of a blessing because I'm a human lie detector. But what happens when I don't want to feel others, or even myself? I start to drown in the oceans of emotion that overwhelm me, all while trying not to be myself. Remember, that is not allowed, as I have been taught over the many, many years. Here on the Smart Black Girl Podcast, I am myself. And I would like you to be yourself authentically as well. Join me by shooting me a message or visiting my site, smartblackgirl.us. Maybe our authentic selves are similar. I would love to truly meet you.